I never realized how good we had it before the war, tucked away in my little Stepford Suburbistan. Did I really need a 3,000-square-foot house, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, a kitchen, living room, den, and home office? I'd lived alone for years, and suddenly I had a family from Alabama, 6 of them, just showing up at my door one day with a letter from the Department of Housing. It's unnerving at first, but you get used to it quickly. I didn't mind the Shannons. That was the family's name. We got along pretty well, and I always slept better with someone standing watch. That was one of the new rules for people at home. Someone had to be the designated night watchman. We had all their names on a list to make sure they weren't squatters and looters. We'd check their ID, their face, ask them if everything was all quiet. They usually said yes, or maybe reported some noise we'd have to check out. By the 2nd year, when the refugees stopped coming and everyone got to know each other, we didn't bother with lists and IDs anymore. Everything was calmer then. That 1st year, when the cops were still reforming and the safe zones weren't completely pacified,
he shivers for dramatic effect.
There were still a lot of deserted houses, shot up or broken into or just abandoned with the doors left wide open. We'd put police tape across all doorways and windows. If any of them were found snapped, that could mean a zombie was in the house. That happened a couple of times. I'd wait outside, rifle ready. Sometimes you'd hear shouts, sometimes shots. Sometimes you'd just hear a moan, scuffling. Then one of your teammates would come out with a bloody hand weapon and a severed head. I had to put a few down myself. Sometimes, when the team was inside and I was watching the street, I'd hear a noise, a shuffling, a rasping, something dragging itself through the bushes. I'd hit it with the light, call for backup, then take it down. One time, I almost got tagged. We were clearing a 2-story job. 4 bed, 4 bath, partially collapsed from where someone had driven a Jeep Liberty through the living room window. My partner asked if it was cool to take a powder break. I let her go behind the bushes. My bad. I was too distracted, too concerned with what was going on inside the house. I didn't notice what was behind me. Suddenly, there was this tug on my chair. I tried to turn, but something had the right wheel. I twisted, brought my light around. It was a dragger. The kind that's lost its legs. It snarled up at me from the asphalt, trying to climb over the wheel. The chair saved my life. It gave me the 2.5 seconds I needed to bring my carbine around. If I'd been standing, it might have grabbed my ankle, maybe even taken a chunk. That was the last time I slacked off at my job. Zombies weren't the only problem we had to deal with back then. There were looters, not so much hardened criminals as just people who needed stuff to survive. Same with squatters. Both cases usually ended well. We'd just invite them home, give them what they needed, take care of them until the housing folks could step in. There were some real looters, though. Real bad guys. That was the only time I got hurt.
He pulls down his shirt, exposing a circular scar the size of a pre-war dime.
9 millimeter, right through the shoulder. My team chased him out of the house. I ordered him to halt. That was the only time I ever killed someone, thank God. When the new laws came in, conventional crime pretty much dried up altogether.